Today's Amud is Yivamas Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, three lines on the bottom by the words Masiv Rav Ashi. So we ended off with the Chiddush from Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda Marav told us about a Tzara Saita, that a Tzara Saita is Asura, she's not allowed to do Yibam. So what's the case of Tzara Saita? So really, anytime we discuss Saita in the Gemara, so there's two types of Saita. There's a Saita Vadai and a Saita Safek. The Saita that Rav was referring to was a Saita Vadai. What's a Saita Vadai? It's the case is like this. You have Reuven who's married to Rachel and to Shprinza, and Rachel is Mizanet. Rachel's Mizanet is Edom that she was Mizanet. So that's called a Saita Vadai. The classic case of Saita is a Saita Safek. That's the case we're all used to. That's in the case where Reuven was married to Rachel and he warned her not to have Yichud with a certain man. And then there's Edom that she did have Yichud with that man. So that's called a Saita Safek. She's a Safek if she was Mizanet. She was together with the other man with the sheer of amount of time. It could have been she was Mizanet. We don't know for sure if she was or wasn't. So that's called a Saita Safek. However, Rav Yehuda Marav, he was speaking about a case of a Saita Vadai. He was speaking about a case where Reuven was married to Rachel and to Shprinza. And Rachel went, there was Mizanet. There's Edom. We know for a fact Rachel was Mizanet. So now the halacha is that she becomes Aser to Reuven. And we said in the case that Reuven dies before he ever got a chance to divorce, to be Megarish Rachel. And so now Rachel and Shprinza fall to Yibam to Shimon. So just like Rachel, she's not allowed to do Yibam with Shimon. Because the Pasuk says, V'nistara v'hina t'ma. It uses a lashon of tuma by a saita vadai. It says, V'nistara v'hina t'ma, that she did the Avera, and it calls it tuma, which is also a word that it uses by the Arayas. So we say that a saita is like an erva. Memela, she's asked her to do Yibam, and she asks the Tzara from doing Yibam. And that was the chiddush of Rav Yehuda Marav, that being that the Torah uses the word tuma by a seita, at least by a seita vadai, so therefore we learn, so we compare her to any other erva, just like an erva asers the tzara, so too a seita vadai, she asers the tzara. The Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara answered the kasha. Now the Gemara has a second kasha on Rav Yehuda Marav's chiddush that a seita is able to pat the tzara. Ask the Gemara, Masim Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asks the kasha. The Braisa says like this, Nanichnisa imay l'seser. You have a lady, Reuven was married to Rachel and to Shprinza. Reuven was married, let's say, we'll talk about Rachel right now. Reuven's married to Rachel. And Reuven was suspicious of Rachel being with a certain man. So he was mekaneh her, he gave her, he did kinoy, he warned her, she's not allowed to be with that man. And l'maisa nichnisa imay l'seser. She ended up going into seclusion with that man that she was warned not to be with. Ushasa imay kedei tuma, and she was there with him the amount of time that it could have been that they had a relationship. It could have been that they had an illicit relationship. So the halacha is asura lebesa, because of just the fact that she's a safek now. So that itself, a saita safek, is halachically treated like a vadai. And she's asura lebesa, she becomes asur to her house, meaning to her husband. She's not allowed to be with her husband anymore. V'asura le'achel v'truma, also misafik, if she's a kehenes, we say she's not allowed to eat truma anymore, she becomes like a apostle. V'emes, and if let's say Reuven dies, Reuven who's married to her, let's say Reuven dies before he got a chance to be megarish her, so now she falls to Yibam to Shimon, so chaylatzes v'loy misyavemes, so she does chalitzam, but she doesn't do Yibam. But what do you see from here? It's true she doesn't do Yibam, but we don't mamish consider her an erva. We don't say that there's no chalitza. So you see, not like Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda Marav said that a tzaras saita is asura, that the saita herself is asur, and she asurs the tzara. You see from this braisa, not like that. The braisa says that if you have a saita safik, well, she had yichud with a man that she was warned not to be with, and she was shasa kadei tuma. The halacha is that if her husband dies, if Reuven dies before being megarisher, so she falls to Yibam to Shimon, so Shimon has to do chalitza. We don't say that she's asura. We don't say that she's mamish like an erva. So says the Gemara, Amar lach Rav. Rav tells you the obvious, seemingly obvious teretz, that amin alacha ana saita vadai, va'amr li'ad saita safik. My chiddush was about a saita vadai. It was about a saita vadai that the Torah says, v'nistara v'hinitma. A saita vadai, a lady that we know she was mezana tachas bailov, so then the Torah calls it an act of tumma, so we say that tumma ksivba ka'arayas, we say she's like an erva. A saita vadai is treated like an erva, and she'll be asar nibam, she'll asar the tzara. You're asking me from a place that it says a saita safik does chalitza? Shkayach, that's because that's not talking about a saita vadai. That's talking about a saita safik that she just had yichud. We don't know for sure she did the avera. She in a chanami, she's not treated like an erva. That's the case of saita safik. That's nothing to do with my chiddush. So now ask the Gemara, and really this is going to explain the havamina as well, and why, what were we thinking to ask from saita safik. Then ask the Gemara that it's a really good question, actually. Because umayishna seita vadai, why is it that Rav said his chiddush about a seita vadai that she's like an erva? Misham deksiv batuma, because it says about her venistra vihinitma, uses the lashon of tuma. Tuma ksiv baka arayis, it says tuma just like it does by the arayis. So that's why Rav Yudah Amar Rav said that the seita vadai is like an erva. Well, ask the Gemara that seita safik nami tuma ksiva ba. It's also written about a saita safik, the word tuma. Where does it say tuma by a saita safik? So before we show it, so that's the Gemara's kasha, and it comes out it's a very good kasha. Now why is it that Rav would say that if Rav says that a saita vada is like an erva because it says tuma by her, so then a saita safik should have the same din? And Lamaisa, we see from the Braisa not like that. Now even though it says tuma by a saita safik, still she's not treated like an erva. If so, the same logic should apply to a saita vada. That even though it says tuma by her, still we should not treat her like an erva. Now where does it say tuma by a saita safik? So for that, the Gemara brings a Braisa. B'tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Now, the Braisa is going to be discussing a Pasuk that's written by Machzir Grushasai. There's an Isser of Machzir Grushasai. The case in the Torah is that you have Reuven, who's married to Rachel, not a case of Yibam, it's not a different halacha. Reuven's married to Rachel, and Reuven and Rachel, they get divorced. So Reuven divorces Rachel, and Rachel goes ahead and she marries another man, she marries Baruch. And that relationship also doesn't go well. And Baruch and Rachel get divorced. So the halacha is that now Rachel is not allowed to remarry Reuven. If Rachel would have not gotten married to Baruch, if Reuven divorced Rachel, he's allowed to remarry her. But once Rachel gets married to another man, so now even if that man dies, or if they get divorced, the halacha is that she's forever now asur to Reuven. Once she was married to Reuven, and then she got married to another man, she's never allowed to go back to her first husband. The Torah says, The Torah calls it a teiva, that he's not allowed to marry her again. It says that once she was married to another man, so now he's not, the first husband is not allowed to take her back. So now with that akdama in mind, says the Gemara, so how do we know, where do we find by a saita safik that it says the word tama? The Tani we learned in a braisa. Says the braisa like this, that Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur Aymer, Mishum Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur said over in the name of Rabbi Elazar, that HaMachzer Grushasai min HaNasu in Asura. The whole Isser of Machzer Grushasai that we just spoke about, that is an Isser for the first husband to remarry the wife who married someone else in between, that Isser is only if Rachel did Nesu'in with Baruch. It's only if she did full-fledged Nesu'in with Baruch, so then she becomes Asura, then she becomes Asur to the first husband. However, Mina Erisin, if all she did was get, they did Kedushin, they did Erisin, but they never did Chuppah, they never did the Nesu'in, so then Mutaras. So then she's going to be Mutter to Reuven. Being that she didn't do Nesu'in, she's going to be Mutter. Now, what's Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur's Makar? What's the Makar that this whole Isser of Machzer Grushasai is Dafka by Nesu'in and not by Erisin? It's only if they did full-fledged marriage with Chuppah and everything. That's when there's an Isser of Machzer Grushasai. Mishum Shenemar, because look at the Pasuk of Machzer Grushasai. What does it say? It says that the first husband is not allowed to take her back Acharei Asher Hutama, after she was Nitma, after she was together, had a relationship with Baruch, after she was Nitma with him. So that means only after they had Bias, that's after Nesu'in. So says Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, that's the Makar, that this whole Isser, Machzer Grushasai, is only Min HaNesu'in. However, they argue, and they say that no, achazu v'achazu asura, doesn't matter if it's Erisin, doesn't matter if it's Nesu'in, doesn't matter what it is, even Erisin, even if they just did Kedushin, still the halacha is that she's asura to the first husband, she's asura to Reuven once she just did Kedushin with Baruch, even if they never did Chuppah. Elamani mekayim achrei asher hutama'o. Ah, but the Maisa, the Pasuk sounds like Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur. The Pasuk says that he's not allowed to marry her because she was already hutama. Sounds like she was already together physically with Baruch, not just Kedushin. And Matz Mashma, they did Chuppah, that they did Nesu'in. So what did the Chachamim do with the words, Achrei Asher Hutama? Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, the Rabbi Saita Shanistara. The Chachamim understand that that part of the Pasuk is not talking, it's not discussing the Isra of Machzor Gushasai. That Pasuk is discussing two different Isurim. The beginning of the Pasuk is talking about the Isra of Machzor Gushasai, and then it's talking about an Isra to marry a lady, Achri Asher Hu Tama, means a Saita Shanistara, a Saita that she had Yichud with a man that she was worn out to be with. So now what do you see from this Braisa? The Chachamim Shita, is that when the Torah says, Achri Asher Hu Tama, it says this Lashon of Tama, who is it referring to? It's referring to a Saita Safik. It's referring to a Saita Shanistra, a Saita that had Yichud with another man, and she becomes Asr to her first husband, and the Chachamim say that that's learned down from Achri Asher Hu Tama. So you see, Lahedya, that even a Saita Safik, it says the Lashon of Tuma by her. So if you, Rav, are going to tell me that a Saita Vadai, because the Torah says Vinistra Vihinitma, it uses a Lashon of Tuma, therefore she's like an Erva, that's Pata from Yibam and Chalitza. If so, then the same halacha should apply by a Saita Safik. And the Maisa we see not like that. The Braisa says by a Saita Safik that if she's married to Reuven and Rachel becomes a Saita Safik, and Reuven dies without children, so Shimon has to do Chalitza with Rachel. We don't say that she's like an Erva. So says the Gemara, no, you misunderstood the Chachamim. When the Chachamim say that Achri Asher Hu Tama is referring to a Saita Shanistra, it's not referring to a Saita Safik. My Nistra Nivola. When it says Nistra, it doesn't really mean that all she did was have Yichud. It means she was Nivola. It means that we know that she's a Saita Vadai, that we know that she was actually together with this man. Vamai Kari Le Nistara. So why did they call it Nistara? If really she was Nivola, really she went ahead and continued with the act of Bia, so why did the Chachamim refer to it as a Saita Shanistara, that she had Yichud? So Lishna Ma'alya Nakat, it's just a cleaner way of speaking. We call her a Saita Shanistara, even though really she did much more, she was Nivola, but it's a cleaner way of speaking. But really she was Nivola, really she's a Saita Vadai. Really, the Chachamim are understanding the Pasuk of Achri Asher Hu Tama as referring to a Saita Vadai, but we never find anywhere that a Saita Safik is called Tuma. We'll ask the Gemara. Nivola, if it was Nivola, if she's a Saita Vadai, then we know she was Nivola, so then Tuma Behedik Sivba. So why would I need this Pasuk of Achri Asher Hu Tama to discuss a Saita Vadai that she's called Tuma? We already know the concept of Tuma by a Saita Vadai, by Nivola, because it says Lahedya, it says Vinistra Vihinitma. So how could you say that when the Chachamim say Achri Asher Hu Tama, that it's referring to a Saita, it's referring to a Saita Vadai, it can't be referring to a Saita Vadai. A Saita Vadai, we already have a Pasuk for her. The Pasuk says Vinistra Vihinitma. So says the Gemara, no, this Pasuk is also talking about a Saita Vadai. Why would I need two Pasukim for Saita Vadai? Because from this Pasuk, you see something that you don't see in the Pasuk of Vinistra Vinitma. The Pasuk of Vinistra Vinitma is just saying a din, that she's Vinistra, so now she's called Toma, and she's Aser to the first husband. It doesn't say she has a Laisase. The Pasuk of Achri Ashur Tama, the Pasuk says, Lo Yuchal Baila Harisha Nasher Shilcha Lashav Lekachto Liyosu Lisha Achri Ashur Tama, that's already a Laisase. That's Lamekam Allah Belaf. That's why I need the second Pasuk. They're both talking about the Saita Vadai. But Vinistra Vinitma is just telling me the Etzem Din that she's called Tuma, that the act is called Tuma, and that she's like an Erva. And then from the Pasuk of Achri Asher Hu Tama, from there we learn out that there's even a Laisase, that there's a Laisase for the husband to marry her, to be with her. So that's what the Gemara's Maskan is. So we wanted to ask a Kash on Rav. How could Rav say that a Saita Safik is not like an Erva? How could Rav differentiate between a Saita Vada and a Saita Safik when even a Saita Safik is called Tuma? We see Achri Asher Hu Tama is referring to a Saita Shanistra, to which the Gemara answered that no, Nistra really meant Nivola. Why do I need a Pasuk for it? To make it that there's also a Laisase. So the Gemara recaps, so it comes out that the Rabbi Yaisi ben Kippur lav b'Saita Lasleh. It comes out that Rabbi Yaisi ben Kippur, who uses Achri Asher Hu Tama to be referring to a Machzor Gushasai, the Machzor Gushasai is called Achri Asher Hu Tama, so then it's going to come out Lav B'Saita Lesle. So he doesn't have anywhere that there's a Lav for a Saita. There is a Pasuk of Vinistra Vihinitma, but that's not a Lav. The Chachamim say that Achri Asher Hu Tama, that's a Lav for Saita. Rabbi Yaisi Ben Kippur, who learns out from Achri Asher Hu Tama, he learns that that Pasuk is Kipshutai. It's referring to Machzor Gushasai, so he's not going to have a Laisase for Persaita, Vafilu Zana Inami, and even if we know that she was for sure Mizana, still we don't find anywhere in the Torah that there's a Laisa say. Now my Taima, why doesn't he want to say that Acher Asher Hutama is referring to a Saita Shenivala? Why doesn't he want to say like the Chachamim? Because Havaya Veishus Ksivba, because it's not Mashma like that from the Pasuk. The Pasuk is Mashma that Rachel went out and got married to another man. Not that she was just Mizana. Rashi brings the pasuk because the pasuk over there says it says v'ha'yisol li'ish acher. It's mashma lashon of kedushin. Some mashma we're talking about a saita, and that's why Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur was chalek in the chachamim, and he held that no, the pasuk's talking about master gushasoi who went ahead and got married to another man, and now she's not allowed to go back to her first husband. But again, the chachamim say it's talking about saita. We thought it was talking about a saita safik, to which the gemara says that no, it could be it's really talking about a saita vadai, and so it comes out we have no kashas on Rav. The gemara tried asking two kashas on Rav. That a saita patters the tzara, that a saita vadai at least patters the tzara, and lemaisa the Gemara has no kashas on Rav. Now the Gemara has a new halacha. Says the Gemara like this, and it's going to relate to the brisa that we just brought. Says the Gemara, "Bai minei Rav Yehuda me Rav Sheshas." Rav Yehuda asked the shaila from Rav Sheshas. He said, "Hamachzer grushasay mishanises." Let's say you have Reuven was married to Rachel. Reuven's married to Rachel and Shprinza, really. Reuven's married to Rachel and Shprinza, and Reuven goes ahead and he divorces Rachel. Rachel goes out and she marries Baruch, and then either Baruch dies or Baruch divorces her, and Reuven, who's not allowed to marry Rachel anymore, because now she was already married to Baruch, even though Baruch's not around anymore, but since Rachel got married to someone else in between, Reuven's not allowed to marry her. But Lisa, he went and he did. He remarried her after she already got married to someone else. So he wasn't allowed to. But Lamaisa, the Kedushin is Typhus. And he goes ahead and he marries her. So now Reuven is once again married to Rachel and to Shprinza. Rachel being a Machzer Grushasa. Rachel being is his ex-Grusha. So now Umeis, and then Reuven dies without having any children. So Rachel and Shprinza technically now fall to Shimon. Tsarasa Mahu. So the Gemara has a Shaila, what's the din of Shprinza? Meaning, we know that Shimon is not supposed to be doing Yibam with Rachel. Shimon's definitely not allowed to do Yibam with Rachel. That is something that Taisus discusses exactly what the makar for that is. That was pasha to Rav Yehuda. That Rachel for sure is not allowed to do Yibam with Shimon. Well, really, the Gemara will discuss it on the bottom of the Amud also. But the Shaila is what about the Tzara? What about Shprinza? Is Shimon allowed to do Yibam with Shprinza, or does he have to do Chalitza? That's the Shaila. So now says the Gemara like this, that Alibad Rabbi Yaisi ben Kippur Laiti Bailach. That you could say like this, that according to Rabbi Yaisi ben Kippur, when the Pasuk said Achre Asher Utama, that's referring to Machzer Grushasai. So according to Rabbi Yaisi ben Kippur, a Machzer Grushasai is called Tumah. So according to Rabbi Yaisi ben Kippur, we have no Shiloh, what's the name of the Tzara? Kevendam Rabbi Yaisi ben Kippur, Tumah v'Machzer Grushasai, Udechziva, since Rabbi Yaisi ben Kippur Shita, is that when the Pasuk says Achre Asher Utama, that's referring to Machzer Grushasai. So Tzarasa Kimaisam. So then it's pashut that the tzara will be just like her, just like the Machzer Grushasai herself, just like the Grusha herself, she's asr to do Yibam because she's like an erva. So it's pashut that tzara as well, she's going to be asr to do Yibam. Now the Gemara says that there is the makom to say that even according to Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, that the tzara should be mutter even in Yibam. What would be the reason for that? Because the Torah, when it talks about the Isra, Machzer Grushasai, it mentions the fact that te'evahi, that to remarry someone after she already got married to someone else in between, so te'evahi, it's an abomination. Now the lashon of the pasuk is te'evahi. That she is a te'eva, she is an abomination to marry her. So now you could make a diuk, that Te'eva he, she is a Te'eva, but what about the Tzara? No, the Tzara is 100% glad kosher, the Tzara you could do Yibam with. That's the way you could learn the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, then no, I'll tell you that even Shem Dechziv Ba Te'eva he, and even though it says Te'eva he, which might lend you to believe that you should darshan that it's only the Grusha herself that's Aser, that she's the one that's like an Erva, but the Tzara is going to be Mutter. I'll tell you that, I know that that's not the Pshan in the Diak of the Pasuk. The Diak in the Pasuk is Te'eva he, that she's a Te'eva, he Te'eva, Vein Baneha Te'eva. Te'evin, that she's a Te'eva, but her children do not become Pasul. Her children are Mutter L'Kahuna, they don't become Pasul. That's why it says Te'eva He, that she's a Te'eva and not her children. But Hatzarasa Te'eva, but it could very well be that her Tzara remains a Te'eva, just like her, and therefore it's going to be Aser for Shimon to do Yibam, not just with Rachel, but even with Sprinza. He's not allowed to do Yibam with the Tzara of a Machzer Grushasai. That's one way to say it, that according to Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur, there's nothing to talk about. According to Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur, it's Pashut, that just like he can't do Yibam with Rachel, he can't do Yibam with Sprinza either. So what was the Shailah? So what was Rav Yehuda asking Rav Sheshes? He was asking Rav Sheshes, Aliba de Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, he was asking the Shia, Rav Sheshes, Aliba de Rabbanan, that they say that Achri Asheru Tamah, that's referring to Saita, it's not referring to Master Grushasa. So what's the Shailah then? If it's not referring to Machzer Grushasai, so what's the Havamina that he can't do Yibam? If it doesn't say Tum of a Machzer Grushasai, according to the Chachamim, Achri Asheru Tama is referring to Din of Saita, it's not referring to Machzer Grushasai, so why would I think that there would be a problem to do Yibam with the Tzara of a Machzer Grushasai? What would be the issue? Says the Gemara, because Afal Gav Damar Rabbanon Tum of Bisaita Udechsev, even though it's true that the Rabbanon say that when the Pasuk says, by the parish of Machzer Grushasai, it's in the parish of Machzer Grushasai. It says, Achre Asheru Tama, and the Chachamim say that that's referring to Saita. But still, even though the Rabbanon say that that's referring to Saita, says the Gemara that Besaitu Dechsev, but still, Ein Mikru Yaitse Midei Pshutai. But still, maybe, since Lamaisa, it's a Pasuk that's written by Machzer Grushasai, so there's the concept that you don't take a Pasuk out from its simple pshat, and being that it's the simple pshat is that it's talking about Machzer Grushasai, so that's enough that we can consider a Machzer Grushasai also like a Tuma, and the Tzara of the Machzer Grushasai, Mamela, is going to be Aser and Yibam, so maybe the Rishim is not going to be able to be Miyabim Rachel, and also not Sprinza, even if you're the Chachamim. Oy Dilma came into Ma'akir Yakir. Or you could just say that no, that once the Chachamim tell you that Achrei Asheru Tama is referring to Saita, so they completely uproot it from the parasha of Machzer Grushasai. It's not a pasuk of Machzer Grushasai anymore. That part of the pasuk, at least, is a pasuk about Saita. It's not about Machzer Grushasai. In which case, Shemin is allowed to be Miyabim Rachel. So that's one version of how to understand Rav Yehuda's kasha, his shaila to Rav Sheshes. Again, Rav Yehuda asked the shaila from Rav Sheshes, what's the din of the Mach, of the tzara of the Machzer Grushasai? What's the of Sprinza? Rachel is the Machzer Grushasai, and Reuven died without having any children. So Shimon, for sure, he's not allowed to be Miyabim Rachel. The Shaila is he allowed to be Miyabim Sprinza? So one way to understand the Shaila is that the Shaila is all within the sheet of the Chachamim. Do we say a Mikra Yotzim Midei Pshutai, or do we say Kevin the Yaker or Aker? But Aliba Drab Yaisin and Keeper, for sure he's not allowed to do Yibam, because it says Tumah by Machzer Grushasai. That's one way to learn. It says the Gemara that Ikad Amri, some have a different version. Some have a different version of Rabbi Yehuda's Shaila to Rav Sheshes, and they say like this, that you could the Amri that Aliba the Rabbanon like Tibayilach. That was the opposite. According to the Rabbanon, who say that it doesn't say Tumah by Machzer Grushasai, so it's Pashut, there's nothing to talk about. Kaven this Akar is Yakar. Once the Pasuk's not talking about Machzer Grushasai, Akar Asheru Tamah is talking about Saito, so then there's nothing to talk about. Of course, Shimon's allowed to do Yibam with Sprinza, because it doesn't say anything about Tumah, Erva, that the Machzer Grushasai, that Rachel should do have any sort of effect on Sprinza, that being that the Fida Chachamim Achri Asheru Tama is referring to Saita, so it's Pasha that Shimon is allowed to be Miyabim Sprinza. Kiti Bailah Aliba Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur. The Shiloh was Bedas within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur. My, what's the halacha? Now, Afal Gav Dam Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur Tumah B'Machzer Grushasai Yudechsiva. Now, even though it's true that according to Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur, it says Tumah by Machzer Grushasai, so you would say it's Pasha. Of course, he's not allowed to do Yibam. He's not allowed to be Miyabim Sprinza, because it says Tumah by Machzer Grushasai. So just like Rachel is Aser, she's going to Aser Sprinza. What's the Shaila? How could we have a Shaila within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur? Because even though it's true, it says Tumah, but maybe Miyat Rachmana he Te'eva ve'en Tzarasa Te'eva. Maybe that which the Torah says to Eva he, maybe the Torah is coming to teach us that only Rachel, only the Machzer Grushasai herself, only Rachel, she's the Te'eva, but the Tzara does not become Aser. Maybe that's Gufa what the Torah means to say, but when it says Te'eva he, So maybe really Shimon, even if you're a Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, maybe Shimon's allowed to be miyabim shprinza. Or maybe the note, the pshan in the pasuk of teiva he is that the machzor gushasa is that Rachel's a teiva and her children are not teivan. Her children are kasher lekuhuna, but the tzara is still going to be a teiva and it's going to be aser for Shimon to be miyabim shprinza. So that's the shaila either within the sheet of the chachamim. And the shaila is do we go with the tzad of a mikra yotzei midei pshutai, or do we say kevin de me'akar yakar? Or the shaila could be even bedas or beis even keeper, and then the shaila is how to darshin te'evahi. Is te'evahi coming to be memait the children, that the children are te'evan? Or is te'evahi coming to be memait the tzara, that the tzara is not considered a te'eva? So amar lei, so whichever way it went, but Amar Lei, Rav Sheshes responded to Rav Yehuda, and he said to Rav Yehuda, the Tanisua, that Luchayr, there's a riot from a Mishnah later, what the din is in this case about a Tzara Smachzer Grushasai. The Mishnah over there discusses a case where you have Reuven, who's married to two wives not related to each other. Reuven is married to Rachel, to Shprinza, no Shaykh is one to the next. And Reuven dies without having any children, so now Rachel and Shprinza fall to Shimon. The Lacha is a Shimon does Yibam or Chalitza to either one of them. He doesn't do it to both of them. He's either Miyabim Rachel or Shprinza, or does Chalitza with Rachel or Shprinza, and then Mimela, the other one, goes out. That's the Halacha, that's the classic case of Yibam and Chalitza. The Mishnah then says like this. The Mishnah says, "Haisa achas kasheira v'achas psula." Let's say amongst Rachel and Shprinza, one of them are kasheira and one of them are psula. Very vague words. We'll have to explain that. One of them are kasheira, one of them is psula. So then the Mishnah says like this. Then the Mishnah says, "Mayachaylitz chaylitz l'psula." That if Shimon decides to do chalitza, he should do it to the pasul one. And if he wants to do Yibum, he can do Yibum even with the Kasha one. Now, Mike Shera Umay Psula. What does it mean when the Mishnah describes the women as being one of them's Kasha, one of them's Pasul? What does it mean, Kasha and Pasul? Ile Makshera means Kshera La'alma, and Psula means Psula La'alma. So one way to understand means is that Kshera means that she's Kasha to everyone else in the world, and Pasul means that she's Pasul to other people in the world. So a classic case of that Rashi brings would be like a grusha would be pasul to kehanim. So one of the ladies is not a grusha, so she's mutter to everyone else in the world, and the other lady is a pasul, means she's pasul to other people in the world. She's a grusha, so she's pasul to a kayin. A kayin's not allowed to marry a grusha. She's mutter to Shimon. Shimon's a Yisrael, so Shimon's allowed to marry her. They're kasher, they're both kasher to Shimon. But when we say that one of them's kasher, one of them's pasul, we mean ksheira la'alma and psula la'alma. That one of them is kasher la'alma, she's not a grusha, and the other one is pasul la'alma, it means that she's a grusha who's pasul to marry a kayin. If that's what it means, so then why does the Mishnah say that he has to do chalitza to the pasul one? That he's not, it sounds almost like he's not allowed to be miyabim the pasul one. If he does chalitza, he has to do it to the pasul one, and he does yibam, he does it with the kasher one. If kevan de l'didei chazya, ask the Gemara, if they're both mutter to him, so my nafka le'mina. So what does it make a difference to him? Why can't he do yibam even with the pasul one? Why can't he do chalitza with the kasher one? Why does it matter who he does yibam or chalitza with if they're both kasher to him? So elulav. So what does the Mishnah mean then? What does it mean? One of them is kasher, one of them is pasul. Kshera means kshera lei, and psula means psula lei. It means kasher to him and pasul to him. So that's why if he does chalitza, he does it to the pasul. If he does yibam, he does it dafka to the kasher one. He can't do yibam with the pasul one because she's pasul to him. Now, in what way is she pasul to him? If we're talking about that she's stam aser to him, she's aser as a lav or an assay, whatever the case is, that she's aser to Shimon, so then obviously he can't do yibam with her. I don't need the Mishnah to tell me that. So what does it mean she's pasul to him? Umayniu, what would be a chiddush case of pasul? What would be a case of pasul that would be a chiddush that we would need the Mishnah to tell to us? Mayniu, machzer grushasai. The Chayrit's talking about machzer grushasai. Vikatani, and yet what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, it says that if he wants to do Yibam, he's allowed to. He has to do it with the Kasher one, but he's allowed to do Yibam. Wait a second. The Kasher one is a Tsaras Machzer Grushasai. So what do you see from here? You see from here that a Machzer Grushasai does not ask the Tsara from Yibam, because it says that if he wants to do Yibam, he can do Yibam with the Kshera. So you see, even though that she's a Tsaras Machzer Grushasai, he's allowed to do Yibam. To which the Gemara says, Allah, no, it's not a Raya. I'll tell you that lo ilam ksheira ksheira la'alma psula psula la'alma. Really, we're talking about that one wife is a grusha. Of Rachel and Shprinza, one of the wives are a grusha. Now, nothing to do with the Isser of Machzor Grusha say. Stam, from her previous marriage, she was a grusha. And the other wife is not a grusha. So one of them is pasul la'alma. She's pasul la'kehanim. She's a grusha who's pasul la'kehanim. And the other, let's say Rachel is the one who's the pasul la'alma. Rachel was one time a grusha before she married Reuven. And so now she's pasul already to kehanim, and Shprinza is a ksheira la'alma. She's not a grusha, and Reuven died without having any children. They both fall to Shimon, and the Braisa says that if he does chalitza, so he should do a dafka to the pasul one. Why does it say that he should dafka do chalitza to the pasul one? What would be the pshat if she's mutter to him? So why would we have any sort of interest in doing chalitza to the pasul one? She's not pasul to him, so why would we have an interest of him doing chalitza to the pasul one? Says the Gemara, really it's psul alma ksher la alma udika amrit kevin de lidei chazia. That what you asked. Wait a second, if they're both mutter to him, so my nafka lemina, why does it make a difference who he does chalitza and ibam with? I'll tell you the reason why we have a specific interest, at least in the case that if he does chalitza, it should dafka be to the pasul one, is mishum de Rav Yosef. It's because of a idea that Rav Yosef taught us. The Amar of Yosef kan shana Rebbe, that Rebbe taught us from this Mishnah, a yisoid in Derech Eretz, that lo yishpech adam mei bayroi v'acherim srichim lahem. If a person has some water in a pit, and he has no interest in the water anymore, but the mice of water is something that people need, so you shouldn't go ahead and just spill it out and ruin it. If you have something that's useful to other people, you shouldn't go ahead and just throw it away. It could be you don't need to have a need for it, but don't throw away something that other people have a need for. And therefore, that's why, that's the pshat of the Mishnah. This guy, Shimon, he's coming to do chalitza. Now he could do chalitza with Rachel, or he could do chalitza with Shprinza technically. The Mishnah says that no, if he's doing chalitza, he should dafka do chalitza with the pasul one, the pasul alma. He should dafka do it with Rachel, who's the grusha. Why? What's the pshat? Because just like a kayin is not allowed to marry a grusha, there's also an issa d'rabbanan, a kayin is not allowed to marry a lady who did chalitza. A kayin is not allowed to marry a grusha or a chalutza. So therefore, says the Mishnah, if Shimon is coming to do chalitza, don't, anyways, it doesn't matter who he does the chalitza with. Once he does chalitza, they both go out free. So don't do the chalitza with Shprinza, because now that's going to make it that the kayin has one less person to marry. There's no reason for that. Just do the chalitza with Rachel, who anyways is pasul l'kahuna. Rachel anyways is a grusha. She's anyways a psula l'alma. She's anyways pasul l'kahuna. So therefore, she's the one that Shimon should do the chalitza with. That's why the Mishnah has a specific interest that if he's doing chalitza, he should do it with the psula one. It's not because she's pasul to him. No, b'etzem he could do yibam with her. It's just that if he does chalitza, he should dafka do it with the pasul one. That's the pshat of the Mishnah. Nothing to do with machzor grushasai. So we still have no raya. What's the din of a tzaras machzor grushasai? So says the Gemara, second attempt, Tashima. Tashima, the Braisa says like this. It says, HaMachzor Grushasai Mishanises. If let's say you have Reuven, he remarries his Rachel after he already divorced her and she married Baruch, and then Baruch died or divorced her, and now Reuven takes her back, it was Aser, and he did it, he was Machzor Grushasai Mishanises, and Reuven's also married to Shprinza, and then Reuven dies without having any children, so he, Vitzarasa, Chaylatzas. So it says that Shimon does, Yiv does Chalitza, both with Rachel and with Shprinza. He, Vitzarasa, and he does chalitza with both of them. Now that doesn't make any sense. He vitzarasa salkanaitach. Do you really think that that's what the Braisa means? That Shimon has to do chalitza both with Rachel and with Shprinza? That doesn't make any sense. A person does chalitza with one of the Yevamis and then the other one goes free memela. He definitely doesn't have to do chalitza to both of them. So what does the Braisa mean? It must be it's Meshubash, and it must be that what the Braisa means to say is Ela Ema Aihi Aitzarasa. It means that either she, either Rachel or Shprinza, have to do Chalitza with Shimon. But what do you see from the Braisa? You see that Shimon is not allowed to do Yibam, even with the Tzara of the Machzor Grushasai. He's not allowed to do Yibam with even the Tzara of the Machzor Grushasai. That the Machzor Grushasai, she answers the Tzara, she makes it, and now the Tzara is not allowed to do Yibam. If Shimon has to do Chalitza. Now it's true, either with Rachel or with Shprinza. But he has to do Chalitza, he's not allowed to do Yibam. So this is a Raya, that when you have a Tzaras, Machzor Grushasai, she's also in Yibam. To which the Gemara says, wait a second, V'lav Tarutzi Kamitartztila? Anyways, that's not really what the Braisa said. The Braisa said that he has to do chalitza to both of them. Now you're right, you pointed out that that Gersa doesn't make any sense. So you fixed it up, and then you're using the Braisa now to bring a raya that the Mafsa Grushasa asers the Tzara. Once you're fixing it up, Vlav Tarut Stikam Itar Stilo, didn't you just fix it up and you just changed the Nusach of the Braisa? So Taritzachi, once you're changing the Nusach, change it like this. Say that he chalitzas, and Tzarasa, I chalitzas, I misyav emes. The Braisa meant to say that Rachel could only do chalitza. But Sprinza can do Chalitza or Yibam. Anyways, you're changing the Braisa. So change it in a way that maybe it's saying the opposite. Mamele, you have no Raya from the Braisa either way. So the Gemara tried bringing two Rayas to the din of a Tsaras Machzer Gushasai, and the Maisa, we end up empty handed. We don't have any Raya as to what the halacha is of a Tsaras Machzer Gushasai.